You're the one who protects the flock, and that requires an eye for detail. Because when safety and well-being are on the line, it's the details that can save lives. Even when no one else is watching, you see everything. Grainger gets you, and we're here for you, and all the ones who get it done with a wide range of safety products and solutions, plus board-certified safety consultants here to answer your questions. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you 24/7, with supplies and solutions for every industry, and access to product specialists ready to help. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm going to be hanging out here with you for one more hour. We've had a lot to do. We've had a lot to discuss, a lot to get into. We've talked about Baker Mayfield being picked up on waivers, claimed off the waiver wire by the Los Angeles Rams. Yeah, the team that's 3-9. We've talked about Jimmy Garoppolo. Jimmy Garoppolo, he's not going to need surgery on his foot. He might be able to return in the playoffs. That's if the 49ers get far enough. And I guess if they get far enough, why would you want him back? I guess things would be working out. Well, they'll have a decision to make one step at a time for the 49ers, but at least some type of good news when it comes down to Jimmy Garoppolo. Odell Beckham Jr., he's been hanging out in Dallas with the Cowboys, the organization, and its players. And, well, we got a report. The Dallas Cowboys got a little bit of some type of reservations about bringing Odell in. Not necessarily because of his behavior. Remember that. They didn't care about what took place on a flight. They were worried about his knee. Okay. Maybe a built-in excuse if they don't sign him. We talked about Deion Sanders leaving Jackson State for Boulder, Colorado with the Buffaloes. We talked about Trey Young. This man is actually, in his first media beef. Yeah, he say, why didn't you play, Trey? Like, this is a private matter. Oh, wow. Pushing him. And then we're going to get into Aaron Judge. Because we got some reports just, Aaron Judge is going to the Giants. Oh, sorry, Giants are telling me that he's not. They didn't hear anything yet. And so there's a lot of people who are on pins and needles about Aaron Judge potentially leaving the New York Yankees and going back to San Francisco. Aaron Judge was also named the Time Athlete of the Year. And he said when he was a kid, he had a vision. And one in high school was marrying his wife, who happens to be his wife right now. And also at one point playing professionally for the hometown San Francisco Giants. He's from right outside San Francisco. He's not from dead smack in the city, but close enough. And so one down and marrying his girlfriend, now his wife. And I guess if he wants to live out another dream, it's to play at home for the Giants. And we know the Yankees have certainly offered plenty of cash for Aaron Judge, increasing their offer from $213 million in only 7 years before the season to a new offer that we've heard recently, 8 years, $300 million. We also got a report that Aaron Judge, someone has offered him $360 million. Where if you're doing math, that's a 10-year deal, $360 million. Aaron Judge, 31 years old, basically by the time we get to the start of next season. So looking to strike it rich. He is going to strike it rich, the reigning American League MVP. I want you to hear from Brian Cashman and Aaron Boone. They are at the winter meetings for Major League Baseball in San Diego right now. But before I do that, I want to get to some of your calls. We have a lot of people who have been waiting anxiously, whether it's to talk about Deion Sanders or Aaron Judge. We have a lot of thoughts, a lot of comments. Trey Young, A lot of people, a lot of issues, a lot going on. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Josh is here from Charlotte. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Josh?
How are you, JR? First time. Great listening to you. I have a couple comments. First and foremost, you know, Trae Young is a great player, but doesn't make him a leader. That's what I said. But I wanted to call because with the old Aaron Judge thing. I'm a born and raised New Yorker. Aaron Judge is from San Francisco area. And I think that, you know, he may want to go home. And between $300 million and $350 million, neither had net, you know, who knows. But he could, for legacy purposes, if he stays in New York, he'd be the next captain. He would be beloved. And his legacy, I think, and he'd hit a lot more home runs in New York than he would in San Francisco. And I want your take on that. Like in San Francisco, it's really hard to hit home runs. And I felt like he could go home, but I don't think his legacy would be as great if he went home and not stayed in New York. I just wanted to know your thoughts on that.
No doubt, Josh, and thank you so much for listening and the kind words and calling from Charlotte. I agree with you. I mean, we can look at the San Francisco Giants, and I've seen the messages and comments about they've been more successful recently when it comes down to winning championships than the New York Yankees, and that's accurate. They've won three, 2010, 2012, 2014. The New York Yankees have only won a championship, or their last one recently wasn't all that recent. It was 2009. But the difference between the Giants and the Yankees is the Yankees have been able to consistently field a winning team. And when I say winning team, I'm talking about consistently. What's a bad year for the New York Yankees? 86 wins? 90 wins? The New York Yankees aren't one of these teams that go directly into the toilet just hoping to be rebuilt and climb back up again. And so, yeah, if Aaron Judge wants the quote-unquote best chance of competing, and I think consistently for a championship, it would be the Yankees. If you want to think about his standing as a player in the game, I think that would be with the Yankees. It puts you in a different place to be loved, to also make plenty of money, and to be hated. I mean, look at Derek Jeter. Do I foresee championships all over the board for Aaron Judge like a Derek Jeter? No, that's a once-in-a-lifetime thing to just run around and win five of these suckers. But the fact is, Aaron Judge is, I would say, he's probably going to lean towards the Yankees. I wouldn't be shocked if he left. I would think that he's conflicted right now. I think that's a normal human emotion. The thought and idea of going, quote-unquote, back home. But on a day-to-day basis, is that something you're comfortable with? He made it very clear he did not appreciate what Brian Cashman did and said before the season started. When Brian Cashman leaked the deal as a negotiating tactic, this is what Aaron Judge told Time. And it didn't take a rocket scientist to know or understand this. He was trying to pressure Aaron Judge into, quote-unquote, being a bad guy, saying that, hey, this is what we offered the guy, and Aaron Judge said no. He didn't appreciate that. And what did he do? And this is why I appreciate Aaron Judge. He didn't say a damn thing. Aaron Judge went out on the baseball field, and he had one of the greatest seasons you will ever see from anybody ever. We have so many players who quit. They take their ball. They go home. They whine. They cry. He didn't say nothing. He went on the field, and he destroyed everybody. The New York Yankees went to the playoffs because of him, and I love the fact that he is now going to get paid. A matter of fact, the same Brian Cashman, who I don't want to say lowballed him because it's not his money, but the same Brian Cashman who publicly shared the deal, whether he wanted to or his boss told him to do so, Hal Steinbrenner, Brian Cashman, he spoke at the winter meetings and he said what we all know is pretty obvious, that he hopes, he's praying that they can keep Aaron Judge. Listen to this.
Every year, every winter, you know, the available free agent and trade markets are always different, you know, different strengths, different weaknesses, and that we don't want to look at any plan Bs or Cs or Ds or Es, whatever you want to call it. We, you know, our hopes and goals are obviously retain our player, and hopefully we can continue to call him our player.
No, they want to hold on to the guy. Aaron Boone. And by the way, Brian Cashman, he just got a 4-year contract extension. So if Aaron Judge isn't digging that guy, then, you know, maybe he'll take the money and work with him. But, hey, I think we all, at certain points of life, we have to work with people we're not all fond of. I mean, Derek Jeter didn't have the best of relationships with Brian Cashman. I mean, they just mended their relationship recently, and Jeter hasn't played in years. Aaron Boone, he actually manages the man, or managed him throughout his career, the start of it, outside of Joe Girardi. And Aaron Boone said, yeah, this is not a, it's not an easy feeling right now. He doesn't know what's going on, and it's rather uncomfortable.
Aaron, what do you know?
I know nothing. I really don't. I really don't. It's been an uncomfortable, you know, hour, but I have nothing.
Nothing. Aaron Judge is playing all this close to the vest. And good for him. He's a free agent. Good. It's like the New York Yankees tried to, quote-unquote, publicly play him. And he came out and he just said, gotcha. You got to play by my rules right now. Kudos to him. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. David is calling from Detroit. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
JR, it's the repo man again. I need you to please lift the curse, man. Please lift the curse. I need the cars in tonight.
You still only have two cars?
I just got my third one. As soon as I called back, asking for some grace.
Oh my God! So you got how many more hours before you get three more?
I got about 5 more hours. Just like Coach Sanders, I'm coming.
Oh my God. David is coming through. I told everybody to hide their cars from this guy. Well, good
Mr.
luck
Kirk,
to you, okay?
Please. Okay. All right.
Good luck. Thank you, David. He's really out here repossessing cars. Probably takes some, I don't know, 10 seconds. A good repo. How long does it, I don't know, but how long does it take a good repo person? I don't know. Let's ask Teron. He's calling from Georgia. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, Teron, do you have any idea how long it takes some good repo guy? What do you say, like 30 seconds, 25 seconds?
Man, JR, I'm in Woodstock, and I live in an apartment complex. And bro, I'm here to tell you, they would get it. let's give them like 60 seconds, man. 60 seconds and gone.
A minute? You've seen the repo man come and take the cars?
JR, hey, man, they hook it up and they roll with it, bro. I'm like, wow. You know, I get off at night, you know, love your show. You know, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks.
Man, they get it, man.
Okay. Well, I'm going to ask everybody how fast the repo man goes. What else you got? What's on your mind, Teron?
Hey, I just want to chime in on the Deion Sanders thing, man. I don't know why. But I went to Mississippi Valley State University and played ball down there. Why is everybody tripping on Deion? This brother has done great things, brought that energy, this and that. You know, I'm like, I just don't get that part of it. But my thing is, man, that brother, he's doing what he got to do for his family. And, you know, hey, man, I'm all Team Deion. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I hope you have a great, great year out there at Colorado, man. Turn that program around. A lot of people don't understand the things that go in. I got friends. I didn't like the video what he did. I said, man, he came in. That's how you come in. Let everybody know. Shake it up. You know, so, you know, that's my thing, man.
You have no problems, none at all, with how he left Jackson State. I mean, for all the talking that he did. See, I have no problem with him leaving either. But for all the talking that he did about how it was going to elevate all these other HBCUs and we need to get the prospects here and how he just – that's the part. It's like, okay, got no problem with you leaving, but what roots or seeds did you legitimately leave behind so they could have success? Right. You did all that talking and you bounced.
Right. And you know what? And that's the thing. That's the side of the fence I think a lot of people –
You're the one who protects the flock, and that requires an eye for detail. Because when safety and well-being are on the line, it's the details that can save lives. Even when no one else is watching, you see everything. Grainger gets you, and we're here for you, and all the ones who get it done with a wide range of safety products and solutions, plus board-certified safety consultants here to answer your questions. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. You're the one who protects the flock, and that requires an eye for detail. Because when safety and well-being are on the line, it's the details that can save lives. Even when no one else is watching, you see everything. Grainger gets you, and we're here for you, and all the ones who get it done with a wide range of safety products and solutions, plus board-certified safety consultants here to answer your questions. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. You're the one who protects the flock, and that requires an eye for detail. Because when safety and well-being are on the line, it's the details that can save lives. Even when no one else is watching, you see everything. Grainger gets you, and we're here for you, and all the ones who get it done with a wide range of safety products and solutions, plus board-certified safety consultants here to answer your questions. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Kind of sitting on like, okay, did he just do this for himself? You know, you finna take these guys that came in and go, you know, I see that part and I'm like, but I'm like, you know, I'm sitting here, I'm looking at it like, hey man, I hope everything worked out.
Right.
HBC, thank you. Deion, thank you for what you did. And then I see both sides of it. I'm just trying to stay in the middle, you know.
Right. But here's the other thing. I don't think we had this conversation when he took the job. Nobody knew how long. Nobody knew how serious he was. There were legitimate conversations by everybody. We had the conversation right here on air. How long was he going to stay? And we hope he stays and says and sticks to what he did. And to a certain degree, I believe he did. And then I think there's some other elements where it's to be seen, you know. So we'll see. Well, thank you, Teron.
Hey, JR, thank you, man. You have a great Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. And, hey, let me say one thing. Hey, man,
yeah.
I would love to see you, Shannon Sharp and Skip Beck. Man, that'd be a heck of a panel, man.
Man, I don't want to sit up there yelling with them fools, man. No, thank you.
Oh, man. Hey, man, that thing would be. But, brother, you have a good one, man. Love your show, man.
Oh, thank you, Teron, for calling from Georgia. Appreciate you. Thank you so much. And stay away from the repo man out in Woodstock, Georgia. I mean, I've been in D.C. all week. I haven't seen no repo man. I've seen a lot of security. Oh, they ain't playing games out here. There's security on every curb, every stoop, every building. I was by the White House the other day and next to the Treasury building. And these guys are on bicycles. They're in cars. They standing around just ready to protect. I guess that's their job, right? They need to. You have some crazy things that have happened. I actually stopped by the Capitol building as well. I've had an amazing time in D.C. Shout out to all my folks at Showtime Sports. Had me come through and host the Gervonta Tank Davis press conference. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We got Lee. Lee is calling from California. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, how's it going, JR?
It's going very, very well. What's on your mind, man?
Hey, I want to talk a little bit about the Padres and why they don't just go in all in this year and get whoever they need. They're never going to be closer than they are right now to doing something.
When you say go all in what? They have one of the best rotations. They've traded
get
for
Aaron
guys.
Judge,
they're handing out.
Get Aaron Judge. Get
oh, my God.
Sander Bogart. Whatever his name is.
Just get everybody. You don't even know his name. Xander Bogaerts, that's his name, yes. You do know there's this thing called a tax, right?
A what?
If you spend too much money, there's a tax. You have to pay taxes on it. That's why you don't just go as – that's why you don't bring in Carlos Correa and say, here's $30 million. It's why you don't bring in Aaron Judge and say, here's $37 million. Because the Padres are already on the hook paying all types of guys, even including a guy who got a dirty haircut. They're paying all these dudes $300 million already. So I think you just...
Yeah, I know. That's one of the problems, too, is these salaries are just getting out of control. When are they going to put a cap on that?
Well, I think you know this. In Major League Baseball, there is no cap.
Yeah, exactly.
Why do they need one?
Because it's getting out of hand. I mean, I can't go to games anymore, man. Disability. I can't go to games anymore because it's just out of my price range.
There's enough people watching for them to make that money. Why shouldn't they?
Oh, I don't know. They're not going to be any closer than they are right now to getting somewhere. And I really had hopes this year that they were going to do something, but they didn't.
I think part of that came down to a distraction and injury. I've had confidence in them over the past few years. I don't know if I feel the same way, thinking about Tatis Jr. and his issues. But I they're going to be another good team. They'll be competitive. And let's see if they can take another step.
Yeah, they had it all set up. They had the Phillies at home. I really thought they were going to go to the World Series this year, but they... I don't know
they still have one of the strongest starting rotations, and I think that goes a long way, not just through the season, but the postseason as well. I wouldn't worry too much about them. I think the Padres will be right there back in contention. Okay, Lee?
All right, man. Thanks for taking my call, man.
Absolutely. Lee, thank you. Lee wants the Padres to get Judge, get everybody. If only it should be that simple. He also wants to put a cap on the baseball, the players' salaries. How about we put a salary on what everybody makes? Who wants to sign up for that? You can only make this amount of money for the betterment of, I don't know, society. Yeah, nobody wants to do that. Everybody wants to make the most money possible. Nobody wants no damn cap. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Baker Mayfield, Aaron Judge, Jimmy Garoppolo, Odell Beckham Jr., Deion Sanders, man, Trey Young, we've talked about a lot. I'm going to take a break and get back to more of your calls. 855-212-4CBS. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm looking at Twitter. You can tweet me at JR Sport Brief. You know, being in D.C., and I've been a million times. I wanted to get a lot of food options and choices. Shout-outs to all my folks listening on 106.7 The Fan in the district. And I asked a simple question. I said, hey, tell me some food options here in Washington, D.C. And I want to give a shout-out to Deuce from Atlanta, ATLian Deuce. He says, if you have no luck in D.C., we can always get wings from The Flame when you're back in Atlanta. If you are not familiar with The Flame, it is an establishment. It is called the Blue Flame, and there's a lot of movement going on in this establishment, if you get my drift. There's also food there, but there's a lot of movement. And so thank you, Deuce, for the invite. You can hit me up at JR Sport Brief. That's at JR Sport Brief on all social media. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. One of the other things that we discussed tonight, as kind of everyone waits on what happens with Aaron Judge, we got kind of a false alarm that he was heading to the Giants. We got another report that he has been offered a $360 million deal, which would indicate that someone offered him a 10-year deal. But we have seen some other movement in baseball on the free agency side. Taijuan Walker, who was a member of the New York Mets for two seasons, he is now on his way down to Philadelphia to join the Phillies, who just went to the World Series. We already know about Trey Turner, that 11-year, $300 million deal. Matt Strom is also joining their bullpen. The Philadelphia Phillies, they stacking the deck. I know that we have to wait to see what happens with Bryce Harper when he's going to return from his elbow surgery. But, I mean, damn, they are not wasting any time and still staying competitive in that National League East. It's tough. The Mets, the Braves, the National League East is absolutely insane. I don't think there's going to be any ignoring the Phillies this season. There's no sneaking up on anybody. Let's go ahead and hit the phone lines. Real simple. Beck is calling from Florida. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Beck?
How's it going? Number one, thank you again, but shout out to all the producers at CBS. They're all great.
Well, thanks, DMX. Thanks, Beck. I'll be sure to let every single one of them know. Go ahead.
Rest in peace, DMX. But being an FSU alum, Colts fan, and a Yankees fan, this whole conversation, we can go anywhere. The main thing is, you know, I guess you guys were talking with Deion, but he's always been about himself. And with the whole thing with Colorado, what are they known for? The Orange Bowl that Rocket Ishmael ran the kickoff back. They won the national title, the fight with Miami, Rashad Salaam and Cordell. But if he was with those views with the WAC or the HBCUs, is at least safe for two more years and then maybe take like a bigger job than Colorado. And then I shout out to your boy Pappas. I did look him up and I'm trying to get a hold of him to talk some things with him as well.
Who? Oh, Pappas? What, at Florida State?
Yeah, being an FSU alum, shout out to Buster Posey with the Giants.
What do you want? What do you want from Pappas? What do you want from him?
Well, you told me about that my last call was about the Special Olympics back a couple weeks ago. Speaking of New Orleans, I think was on that Monday night thing and about when I gave you the food question. And then you ended up asking about food a couple minutes ago before I got on.
Beck, you have to forgive me. I probably talked to, 50 to 60 people a night.
No, I definitely understand that. But that was that first call when that
Great. So what? Help me out here. Are you talking to Pappas at Florida State, or what are you doing?
No, you told me you stopped the thing and said, hey, you know, yes, look him up first before you ever call me back or whatever in the whole Special Olympics, and I did.
Right.
And
I'm
trying to look at maybe donating some money and, again, pushing forward the message that you are, you know, been an advocate for and been doing this for and everything else.
Good.
Get that done.
Simple. It's great. Well, thank you, Beck. It's not even necessarily just money. If you have time, it's real simple. You go to specialolympics.org, and then you can look up what's going on in Florida. And if you hit me up, I can also connect you with people down in where are you? You down in Tallahassee?
No, Miami.
Oh, you're in Miami. Special Olympics. Well, Pappas, I know you're an alum. Go to specialolympics.org and look up Florida. If you need help, I can certainly help you there, okay?
No, not me, but the overall atmosphere. You got me onto it, but again, the message being bigger than us, it's, you know, everybody else needs in any state. It's just not Florida. It's,
sure.
You know, worldwide.
Well, specialolympics.org isn't just Florida, but you can find out information for how to help. I appreciate you, Beck.
Yes, sir. You guys keep up the good work. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yeah, don't matter. I don't care where you're from. SpecialOlympics.org. You can go there. You can live in Colorado with Deion up in Boulder. You could be down in Miami. Hey, shout outs to all my friends in Tallahassee. If you know somebody in Tallahassee, then they work with Special Olympics, you tell them JR said what's up. It's real simple. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. Time flies when you're having fun. Because I got to take a break now. And when I come back, I'm going to take more of your calls. It's really that simple. So whether you want to talk to me about Aaron Judge or Trey Young or Deion Sanders or, I don't know, Baker Mayfield, Jimmy Garoppolo, whatever's on your mind, I'm here. That's what they pay me for. I'm kind of forced to be. Well, everybody has a choice, but I'm here for right now. I'm having fun. Just holler at me. Yeah, the JR Sport Brief Show is like a good drug. Yeah, just take some more. Listen to some more. Any time of the day. Free Odyssey app. Oh, yeah, just get JR Sport Brief anytime. 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to just get your calls in before they tell me to shut the hell up. Hey, Jack, you've heard a lot tonight, man. Jack Stern holding it down with us, doing an amazing job. You have any thoughts on anything that we've discussed tonight, whether it be Judge or Deion, and anything that you want to, you know, throw into the conversation?
Well, as a proud University of Colorado alumni, and I say proud with a lot of emphasis because anyone who graduated from that fantastic university in Boulder has a ton of pride, I love the move to go out and get Deion Sanders. It's funny, though, how that program and that university thought they were snake bit when Mel Tucker left after one season. He went 5-7 and then bolted for a big payday at Michigan State hours after he was caught hanging out with some boosters, then recently signed a 10-year, $95 million extension. But, JR, it's amazing that the university thought that they were losing out when Tucker left. At the end of the day, they ended up getting a much better coach in Deion Sanders. Now, I know there were three painful seasons. Well, really two when you exclude the 2020 pandemic-shortened campaign. But I know there were two really painful seasons with Carl Durrell. But in my opinion, if they go 9-3, if they're competitive in the Pac-12, if they're nationally relevant again for the foreseeable future, I think it will all be worth it in the end.
They will be. When is the last time anybody talked about Colorado? So
I think 2016, when they had that one really good year and lost to Washington in the Pac-12 championship game, that was the last time anyone talked about them.
And that's an outlier.
You're the one who protects the flock, and that requires an eye for detail. Because when safety and well-being are on the line, it's the details that can save lives. Even when no one else is watching, you see everything. Grainger gets you, and we're here for you, and all the ones who get it done with a wide range of safety products and solutions, plus board-certified safety consultants here to answer your questions. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. You're the one who protects the flock, and that requires an eye for detail. Because when safety and well-being are on the line, it's the details that can save lives. Even when no one else is watching, you see everything. Grainger gets you, and we're here for you, and all the ones who get it done with a wide range of safety products and solutions, plus board-certified safety consultants here to answer your questions. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Get dressed, ye women, and ye men, in Tommy John each day. Remember, it's the perfect gift to give this holiday.
Oh, ho, 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 ho. With over 18 million pairs sold to good boys and girls just like you, Tommy John is rearing in this softness season with a gift to those who made my nice list. You deserve a special gift of Tommy John underwear and loungewear.
One beautiful all throughout the land, Tommy John's gladly worn. Underwear and loungewear upon each blessed morn, making everyone comfy whose body they adorn. Give Tommy John for comfort and joy, comfort and joy.
This holiday season, make everyone in your family that much more comfortable with the holiday gift of Tommy John underwear and loungewear. For the holidays, get 20% off your first order at TommyJohn.com/victory. 20% off at TommyJohn.com/victory. See site for details.
I think we should all get used to talking about Colorado. No different than Jackson State. So it'll be very interesting to see what Deion Sanders does. And man, Boulder, he said it. It's a beautiful place. How did you enjoy it when you were out there?
Oh, I absolutely loved every second of it, JR. You know, as a kid growing up in New York, I think I was around the city a lot. I was used to taking the subway. It's a completely different vibe. You know, people are actually nice. People hold the door. People are friendly. They want to talk to you. It's a very fun party type festive town. I know you were down there a couple months ago, but it's amazing the amount of things you can do. You can go hiking, you can go swimming in swimming holes, you can hang out and go party, you can play around with that sticky green stuff that I know everyone out there is obsessed with. So, I mean, it was a fantastic experience for me, and I really grew from being an 18-year-old kid to being a 22-year-old adult when I left.
Okay, that's pretty cool. You said party about two or three times now, you know that, right?
Yeah, I did. I wanted to emphasize that component of it. I mean, you are there, technically speaking, to get an education, but it's about the experience. C's get degrees, right?
Yeah, I guess they do. 855-212-4CBS. We got a lot of people on the line. I want to get on as many people as possible. So for the interest of time, just let us know what's on your mind right away. Let's get to it. Michael's calling from Boise. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Mike. Oh, no, he's not. He quit. M is calling from Columbia, South Carolina. Go ahead, M.
Yeah, what's going on, JR? I was wanting to speak about the Deion Sanders going to Colorado.
Well, sure. So it's all you. You can say whatever the hell you want. Go for it.
Yeah, I just feel like I don't know why people are mad. It's like, all thing he did was upgraded his job, and he took his players with him. So, like, I say it was a win-win situation for him.
Okay. Well, thank you, M, for calling from Columbia. Yeah, it's a win-win situation for him, but did he stick to everything he said he was going to do? Robert is calling from Charlotte. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Robert?
What's going on, man? Well, here's some facts. He upgraded the program. He upgraded the facility. The amount of money that millions of dollars that are being contributed to HBCUs, he raised the profile of HBCU. Now, people are upset with his press conference, what he said to his players. When Rick Pitino came into Kentucky, he did the exact same thing. Nobody said anything. When Nick Saban went to Alabama, he had those same conversations. When Urban Meyer came to Ohio State and they were 6-6 and stuff like that, he said the same thing. And I will tell you, having been in high school, having been fortunate enough to go to three different high schools, well, I heard the same thing. He's changing the culture. But the first thing he's doing is he's going to get those people in shape. Because when one of the guys asked him, they said, well, how's the workout going to be? He said, we're going to try to make you quit. And there you go. The first thing you got to do is change the attitude, and you got to get those boys in shape.
Okay. Well, thank you, Robert, for calling from Charlotte. If anyone didn't hear what Deion Sanders and Jack, I want to play this. If anyone didn't hear what Deion Sanders had to say to the students, we have that available. Can we play it, Jack? Is that ready? Yeah, let's roll.
We got a few positions already taken care of because I'm bringing my luggage with me. And it's Louis. Okay. It ain't going to be no more of the mess that these wonderful fans, the student body, and some of your parents have put up with for probably 2 decades now. I'm coming. And when I get here, it's going to be change. So I want y'all to get ready to go ahead and jump in that portal and do whatever you're going to get. Because the more you jump in, the more room you make.
Yeah, basically telling the guys that are there, hey, y'all sucked here at Colorado. You might as well enter into the transfer portal. I take no issue with what he said. I mean, it's whatever. If you can't take that, worse things are said in a locker room by a coach. So that's, I don't know, you being real soft if you think that's an issue, if you think that's a problem. Tommy's calling from New Orleans. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Tommy.
JR, well, yeah, my cat. Listen, man, my main point is, in your mind and in everybody's mind, I'm not trying to make it a racial thing, but I think the call previously kind of did that a little bit with all the white coaches he mentioned. What is the difference between Deion Sanders doing what he did and Jeff Saturday doing what he did? Because Jeff Saturday got a lot of freaking grief for that thing. So that's basically what I got. Hey, and hey, Coach Tulane, no way.
Say again, Tom. You said something about Tulane. Is that what you just said?
Yeah, go wave, roll wave, man.
When I get back to Georgia, I'll wear my wave shirt for a day or two. Okay.
There we go, man. We're going to whip that ass in the Cotton Bowl, man. Come on.
All right. Goodbye, Tommy. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Tommy, for calling from New Orleans. Listen, I don't know what the hell Jeff Saturday has to do with Deion Sanders. I actually mentioned this last hour, but there's no circumstance of which I would compare the situations. What, just two guys taking a job? That's what people do. I guess that's what you were referring to. Because the pathways of how they got their jobs is massively different. Okay, Deion Sanders was on television, and he left. Jeff Saturday was on television, but he left. Deion did not leave the NFL Network to join, I don't know, the New Orleans Saints. He didn't do it. He went to an HBCU. Could you imagine Jeff Saturday leaving his high school team to... Well, let me not say that. That's exactly what Jeff Saturday did. Could you imagine it happening for Deion? The answer is no. And so, yeah, we know that exists. There are qualified coaches who are black on NFL staffs who don't necessarily even get a full chance that some of their counterparts get. And so, yeah, we know that part already. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Vaughn. He's calling up from Maryland. You're on the JR Sport Reef Show.
What's the deal, JR? I'm here in Maryland, but I'm from the Boogie Down. Shock value. Shock value is what Deion bought. He went to Jackson State. Year one, took him to the playoffs. Year two, championship. Year three, championship. Brand new facilities. He bought things that they didn't have. What my man Will Trek said, shine a light on him. He shined a light on the HBCU.
Okay. He shined a light on. Okay.
That's right. He shined a light on HBCUs. He opened up a lot of doors. He even helped fix the water system in Jackson. You know what I'm saying? He got all kind of commitments from Walmart and everybody else and all these partners. He elevated the whole school. The basketball team, the volleyball team. Nobody ever heard of them nationally doing the things that they did. But because he was there, they shined the light on him.
Let me ask you this, Vaughn. You know, lights can turn off. You know that, right? Like they dim out every now. You got to change the bulb, or it doesn't last forever.
Right. You got to change the bulb sooner or later. What they expect him to stay there due to Eddie Robinson?
No, but my point is, no, I don't think they expected him to stay there forever. I mean, there were plenty of conversations as to whether or not he was going to stay, and he left. So I don't think anybody's surprised. He just did a lot of talking, and yes, he did plenty of good. But how much of everything that you just said is sustainable? He didn't just talk about Jackson State. I read a full comment that he made about elevating all HBCUs and also elevating the talent pool and bringing in recruits. Well, yeah, he certainly put a light on all of that, but that light is off now. That he turned that water valve off.
Well, it's up to you to sustain what he gave you. He opened up the door. He put a light on it. So watch this. Jay-Z said you made holes, make another hole. Right.
I don't know if that's. I understand your point, but the fact is, Vaughn, slow down, Vaughn. Vaughn, listen to me. You've been here for 2 minutes now and 30 seconds. That's a lot of time. I want to respond to you before we get out. I think I'm clear on what you're saying. We know there's only one Deion Sanders, and we know that, yes, what he did, it's hopefully up to Jackson State to take the reins and hopefully move on, and for HBCUs to say, okay, well, we can look at what he's done and improve. You know, yeah, okay, we got the attention. All I'm saying is, for all of the talk that he did he leave deep enough roots? And I think in some instances we can say, okay, yeah, he did. He left some seeds. But I put it to you this way. Here's an analogy. I can go outside and tell a kid how to plant a tree. You know, some kids will put the seeds deep enough so you can have success. And some will put seeds down and just put them at the top where they don't penetrate and really yield any fruit. We have to see in a couple of years, and thank you, Vaughn, for calling from Maryland. We got to see what happens with Deion, what he left. It's really that simple. Did he fully do what he said he was going to do? Yeah, he showed up and did some of it. But is it long lasting? That we have to figure out. There's no answer for it right now. You've been listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, Jack, thank you for an amazing job this evening.
It's my pleasure, JR. And if tonight wasn't good enough, well, you get me again tomorrow.
Awesome. I look forward to working with Jack Stern. You know what we'll do tomorrow. Every single Wednesday night into Thursday morning, we bring you a new top six list. That's what we will bring you tomorrow. Let's see if we have an update on Aaron Judge. Let's see what happens in the NFL. We will definitely get into some college football tomorrow. We just heard about Tulane. I love Tulane. It's an amazing, amazing school, amazing students and faculty. It's the JR Sport Reef Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I got to leave, but don't go anywhere.
Something that I think a lot of us can relate to, unfortunately, is just how frustrating dating can be. Not that it has to be that way, but at times I think the potential frustration that comes from dating is very real, especially when you're swiping on apps and you're looking at these people where you don't even know if they're ready to connect at the level that you really would like to connect at. And that's why I want to talk to you about eHarmony, which really is the dating app to get someone who gets you. And they have a lot of tools to help you find a real connection, because I think that's what we're looking for, a real, genuine, deep connection. So they have a compatibility quiz, and it's designed with questions to learn who you really are as a person in a way that might not come out of a typical dating profile. So a lot of the apps don't take the time to get to know who each and every person is. And then they have a personality profile. So once you take the compatibility quiz, you learn about your unique characteristics, desires, behaviors, interests, and habits, and then those that will match you up with the right person. So it's more than you're going to get out of a random one-line answer that most of the apps provide. And really, eHarmony has helped millions of people find a truly authentic connection, because that's what you're looking for, someone who appreciates you for all of you, your quirks, your passions, your vulnerabilities, and more. Start a conversation on eHarmony for free today. Download the eHarmony app now and get someone who gets you. Something that I think a lot of us can relate to, unfortunately, is just how frustrating dating can be. Not that it has to be that way, but at times I think the potential frustration that comes from dating is very real, especially when you're swiping on apps and you're looking at these people where you don't even know if they're ready to connect at the level that you really would like to connect at. And that's why I want to talk to you about eHarmony, which really is the dating app to get someone who gets you. And they have a lot of tools to help you find a real connection, because I think that's what we're looking for, a real, genuine, deep connection. So they have a compatibility quiz, and it's designed with questions to learn who you really are as a person in a way that might not come out of a typical dating profile. So a lot of the apps don't take the time to get to know who each and every person is. And then they have a personality profile. So once you take the compatibility quiz, you learn about your unique characteristics, desires, behaviors, interests, and habits, and then those that will match you up with the right person. So it's more than you're going to get out of a random one-line answer that most of the apps provide. And really, eHarmony has helped millions of people find a truly authentic connection, because that's what you're looking for, someone who appreciates you for all of you, your quirks, your passions, your vulnerabilities, and more. Start a conversation on eHarmony for free today. Download the eHarmony app now and get someone who gets you. Something that I think a lot of us can relate to, unfortunately, is just how frustrating dating can be. Not that it has to be that way, but at times I think the potential frustration that comes from dating is very real, especially when you're swiping on apps and you're looking at these people where you don't even know if they're ready to connect at the level that you really would like to connect at. And that's why I want to talk to you about eHarmony, which really is the dating app to get someone who gets you. And they have a lot of tools to help you find a real connection, because I think that's what we're looking for, a real, genuine, deep connection. So they have a compatibility quiz, and it's designed with questions to learn who you really are as a person in a way that might not come out of a typical dating profile. So a lot of the apps don't take the time to get to know who each and every person is. And then they have a personality profile. So once you take the compatibility quiz, you learn about your unique characteristics, desires, behaviors, interests, and habits, and then those that will match you up with the right person. So it's more than you're going to get out of a random one-line answer that most of the apps provide. And really, eHarmony has helped millions of people find a truly authentic connection, because that's what you're looking for, someone who appreciates you for all of you, your quirks, your passions, your vulnerabilities, and more. Start a conversation on eHarmony for free today. Download the eHarmony app now and get someone who gets you.